Dingoes are among Australia's few remaining apex predators, so should that exclude them from being man or woman's best friend? Queensland is considering changes to state biosecurity laws that would remove barriers to keeping dingoes as pets. The proposal would reclassify dingoes as Canis familiaris, which is the same classification as domestic dogs. But many scientists, traditional owners and wildlife organisations are warning there are ecological and cultural consequences. Dr. Ewan Ritchie is Professor in Wildlife Ecology and Conservation at Deakin University. Ewan, are dingoes good pets? What do we know?
Look, they can be good pets, but they're certainly not the easiest of pets. And I think anyone that owns a dingo would tell you that. They're highly intelligent. They are able to use tools to escape their enclosures. They're exceptional climbers. So highly intelligent. So I often say to people, imagine having a Kelpie, but a Kelpie that's much, much, much harder to keep. That's the sort of animal that you'd have to be sort of taken care of. So they're probably not the first choice for a pet.
I was talking to a lady at the dog park a few weeks ago, had a dingo cross, and they said they had to do quite a bit of work with it because it kind of has a different style of thinking and setting things up for it as well, rather than having a bed, making a den and all sorts of different behaviours as well. So there are different behavioural aspects there.
Absolutely, yeah. Dingoes are quite different to domestic dogs, and hence why a lot of people, including myself, are really not don't think that this idea of reclassifying them as a domestic dog and making them able to be kept more easily is a good idea. They only breed once a year around the autumn winter months. They're hyper flexible, so they can move their joints much more than a normal dog can. So there's a whole range of different, abilities and characteristics that dingoes have that domestic dogs don't.
Are they safe as pets, not only for the owners, but if they do get out?
They are safe if they're kept the right way. And I mean, that applies to domestic dogs too, of course. Tragically, many people are attacked or even killed by domestic dogs that aren't kept properly. So like any pet, they can be kept safely, but they would need to be cared for properly. And I think because dingoes do require that special care, as we've discussed, they're really not a great choice for most people.
We're talking about choices for people. What about for the dingoes? Is being kept in a domestic setting, is that good for a dingo?
Look, it could be if, again, they would be given proper housing and proper care. Again, like any pet, and again, I'll use the sort of Kelpie reference or working dog references, highly intelligent dogs that are sort of, you know, cooped up all day, aren't worked properly, aren't challenged, aren't mentally stimulated. It's a recipe for disaster. And the same would be true, of course, for dingoes. So, look, you know, they could be happy if they had plenty of room to move and a nice area to live in. But again, you know, providing that is going to be impossible for a lot of people.
Some states like New South Wales already allow pet ownership of dingoes. Why shouldn't Queensland follow the lead?
Look, I think part of this issue too is that they're wrapping it up and reclassifying the dingo as a domestic dog, and they're just clearly not a domestic dog. If we look at their genetics, they're different. Their morphology, so their appearance, their physical capabilities is different. There's a whole range of things that make them quite different from domestic dogs. Look, I think, you know, Victoria, New South Wales, WA and the NT, you're able to keep dingoes, but under very special, conditions. And I guess we haven't heard yet what that would look like in Queensland should they sort of relax that. But I think if it became very easy to keep dingoes, that would be a bad idea.
So dingoes are defined as a native species under federal law, but some state biosecurity laws classify them as invasive. What are the implications of that apparent contradiction?
Look, I'll excuse the pun, but the policy around dingoes is a dog's breakfast, and it's really variable across Australia. So in South Australia, as an example, below the dingo barrier fence, dingoes are actually declared as a pest and the target is eradication. So the dingo is persecuted heavily across large parts of Australia, and we do have this sort of confused, I guess, terminology about dingoes. They're often called wild dogs, falsely. We know that they rarely breed actually with domestic dogs, but by calling them wild dogs, I think it's more palatable for the public to kill them. But in other circumstances, particularly when we're talking about on, you know, national parks and so forth, they're called dingoes. And it's really important to recognise that dingoes are very important to First Nations peoples, and terms like wild dog or domestic dog in reference to dingoes are highly offensive.
It's a very multifaceted conversation about what's happening. Ewan, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure.